It's lovely to have Ingeborg in my world. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. It's lovely to have Ingeborg in my world. Who is Ingeborg? Well, that's a very interesting question. Ingeborg is a very special lady. Ingeborg came to the University of Healing many, many years ago, back in the 60s. And she was quite an amazing person. She was an amazing person because she had lived many wonderful lifetimes and many wonderful job experiences. And she had been married, and she had lived in Italy, and she'd lived in Germany, and she'd lived in Switzerland, and she'd lived everywhere. She's a most amazing lady. Now, why is she an amazing lady? Well, she's an amazing lady because she found at a certain point in her life that there was something more to living than just going out and earning a living, being in other people's world, and thinking other people's thoughts. And she said to herself, I want to be myself, and I want to be who I am, and I want to be joyously, wonderfully, fabulously who I am. And so she began to attend the lectures, the seminars of the University of Healing in Europe. And she thought they were just her cup of tea. She attended seminars in Switzerland. She attended seminars in Germany. She attended seminars wherever she could possibly attend them. And as she attended them, they were all translated into German. Now, she was bilingual already. She spoke English, she spoke German, she spoke many languages, and she enjoyed her ability to be aware of what was going on in other languages. But the most important thing for Ingeborg was what was going on in her own heart. She wanted to know who she was. She wanted to know what she could do to be a more fantastic person, to be a more fulfilled and rewarding person, to be a person that really fell in love with herself. And she followed the University of Healing seminars all over the world. And she listened closely. And she took all of her assets and she applied them to attending the seminars and to enrolling at the University of Healing and being a student of the University of Healing and following the philosophy. And she says, this is something I can understand. This is something that fits very closely with my own inner awareness. At one point, my mother was a Christian Scientist, and this philosophy sort of dovetails into that so beautifully that it goes beyond it as far as I'm concerned, she said. And so she became a most remarkable student. And she said, I am going to move to the campus of the University of Healing and become a monk. She had already finished her undergraduate course, and she was ready to walk that path. And she came to the campus of the University of Healing and became a monk. And as a monk, she dedicated herself 100% to the support of the University of Healing as it reached around the world with its philosophy. And she became very adept in translating. She became very adept in taking the lessons of students from different languages and translating them into English. And she was translating the courses into the languages of the other students. Her desk was loaded with Italian dictionaries, German dictionaries, English dictionaries. She was so wonderfully involved in everything that there was to be involved in. She made it her purpose to find out how she could live the University of Healing teachings in every moment of her life. And her conviction became a clarion word for her, and it became, thoughts are things. And wherever she was, she spoke these words, and wherever she was, she taught these things, and wherever she was, she would walk into a store, and next thing you know, she was talking philosophy with people. She would be visiting in the hospital, and she'd be talking with philosophy with the patients or with other people around. She was a voice for the philosophy of be happy, be yourself, and have fun. Thoughts are things. And every moment of her life, she dedicates to that. And now, as she is still working as a monk at the University of Healing here in Campo, California, she tells the story of her life to everyone who listens. She has many friends who come and visit her. She has many people that look her up to find out what allows her to be such a dynamic, forceful, beautiful person. She lives her life in the awareness that I like me, I like me, I like me. She says this over and over again. She has a book of meditations, a book of affirmations that is just never stopping. And she's always wanting to add new affirmations to it. And she is adding new affirmations to it. But she goes back to the old affirmations, and the old affirmations say, I like me. The old affirmations say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And she believes these things, and she follows these things. She's been with us all this time. And she is a mature, solid citizen of the universe. She is a citizen of the world. She belongs everywhere, because everywhere she goes, her smile brightens the hearts of everyone and lifts their minds into thinking thoughts of wholeness, thinking thoughts of right action, thinking thoughts of peace. And wherever there's a challenge going on, she snickles in there and says, oh, it's all okay now. All is in divine order. And she believes all is in divine order. And because she believes this and she knows this, she experiences this. Because she lives what she believes, because she lives who she truly is, she experiences everything that she truly is. This can happen to each one of us if we want. We can each be an Ingeborg if we wish. We can each be a living example of what we believe, for we are. And Ingeborg is a living example of what she believes. And everywhere she turns, her smile turns everyone into a friend, turns everyone into a spiritual ally. And both walk powerfully, joyfully, wonderfully, perfectly down the path of their life, knowing all is good and very good. Oh, yes. Ingeborg Pukart is a magnificent monk at the University of Healing. And we honor and we enjoy her company and we enjoy her presence. And we know that her dedication to the University of Healing above all things in life, make her the number one monk, the number one person, the number one glorious being who is just absolutely fantastic. Everyone can have that experience that Ingeborg has if they wish, by just turning within and recognizing who they are. And thoughts are things, and be themselves and have fun. And as they do, they too live that glorious life that Ingeborg lives. Know, my dear beloved friends, I love you. I love you. I love you.